This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For a lot of us, summer in Melbourne comes with a soundtrack. There's cicadas, trams, and music drifting through the city at night. Well, this week, that soundtrack gets a lot bigger. The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is returning to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl with four free concerts, including nights that bring together orchestral music, community voices, and a massive sense of belonging. I love the sound of this. Well, Ben Northey is principal guest conductor with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Ben, welcome to Drive.
Great to talk to you, Warren.
Ben, it's been a long time since the MSO last presented free symphonic concerts at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. What's it like to be bringing back this tradition?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. It's such a big part of the soul of the city, and it's a great opportunity for the orchestra to connect with the people of Melbourne. I mean, the series was originally set up by Sydney Meyer as a gift to the people of Melbourne, and they've been going for about 97 years now on and off, but this is the first year we've done four independent concerts in a week. It's a bit like a festival of great music, and so it's a good opportunity for people who might want to learn more about the orchestra or see what it's all about, or for people who already have a connection with the MSO to come and enjoy some great music.
Ben, there's something special about hearing an orchestra outdoors at night. What do you think changes when music leaves the concert hall and moves into a space like the bowl?
Oh, look, but the best thing about the Meyer Music Bowl is the acoustic, because it's one of the great outdoor venues in the world. There's not many outdoor spaces on that scale that are permanent. And so I think of places like the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. The Sydney Meyer Music Bowl is right up there on that level. So it sounds good for music, first and foremost. But I think it's just the summer vibe, being, you know, surrounded by those beautiful gardens there in Melbourne, and then hearing this music. It's sort of like a total experience rather than just being in a concert hall. They're really special.
Just on that, I mean, you've conducted in some of the world's most prestigious concert halls, Ben. How does leading an orchestra in a place like the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl compare to those?
These are my favourite concerts, I'll tell you. My first ever concert I conducted with Melbourne Symphony was at the Meyer Music Bowl. I love what they say about our city because, you know, we're a sporting city, but we're also a cultural city and we love our music. And this, it speaks to not only that, but also the generosity of Sydney Meyer and the people of Melbourne. I think it captures all of the best things about Melbourne. And, you know, these concerts are an opportunity to reflect on humanity at its best. You know, it's you go to get an affirming feeling of humanity and maybe reconnect with people doing things that are really, truly special and sharing something special together. That's the value of them, I think.
Now, one of the concerts that pairs the MSO with the Find Your Voice Collective and a 150-voice choir. How did that collaboration come together?
Oh, look, this has been an extraordinary collaboration. It's been going on for about a year now. The Find Your Voice Collective from Warrnambool originally, I think they're a big choir, and they all identify as people with disabilities, and they have written songs that we've arranged for the orchestra. We've had some of Australia's best composers arranging their songs for the orchestra, and we're all going to form one big band on Friday night and perform these songs. So it's one of, you know, I was talking about if you want your faith in humanity restored, this is that concert, because it's very moving to experience these performances and the messages contained within the songs. But it's just, you know, all about our shared humanity and being able to experience that together with them. It's been just such a highlight. Honestly, I highly recommend that one.
We're chatting with Benjamin Northey from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra about the return of the free concerts at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Ben, just on that and, you know, what's been described, that concert that's been described as celebrating the full spectrum of humanity, how does music help express that in a way that perhaps words can't?
Yeah, because music's all about emotions and feelings, And it's generally about the people, the composers who have dreamed up these sounds, and in this case, songs. They're sharing something of their own experience of life that generally people can always relate to. So I felt like that too. That music hits me in a certain way that makes me connect with my emotions on a different level. And that's the power of the unspoken. And I agree with you entirely. You know, music can express things that we don't really understand, and certainly words can't. You can't put them into words, these feelings. But sharing that together in a big setting like the Meyer Bowl or in a concert hall even with thousands of people, that amplifies the experience and the feelings. So I think that's why it works so well for this large scale. So we're going to have about 250 people on stage that night. And so the scale of that will be really quite thrilling and very, very impactful.
What about now for people who might feel that classical music isn't usually for them? What do you want them to know before they decide whether to come along or not?
Well, I would just say classical music might not be what you think it is because, for example, if you come along to hear Wednesday night's concert, which is the Australian Youth Orchestra, who are one of our great exports culturally and something we should all be very proud of. They're playing a suite of music from the video game Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, wow.
Right? So there's all kinds of different music being performed by orchestras all the time. Saturday night has a concert full of music by Australian composers, including a great a collection of pieces by Joseph Tuadros. This oud player plays the Egyptian instrument, the oud, this kind of Middle Eastern guitar. I mean, there's the unexpected. I would say orchestras now have all of these unexpected experiences to connect with. You hear your Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, that's on tonight at the Meyer Music Bowl. You hear a bit of the traditional repertoire, but we're always taking our audiences on a very unexpected journey of discovery as well, and that's what I love about the job, to be honest. I love the new things.
You know what I love? When you listen to it, you go along and it is unexpected and you can just be listening to a piece of music. You may not have heard it before. You may not be familiar with classical music and all of a sudden you can just feel the emotion in the music. I love that feeling. That's the best.
Yeah. I think this is the thing. This is why the orchestra has endured and, you know, great art endures for the same reason, because it speaks to us and it's undeniable. You know, we're obviously very lucky to have our lives surrounded by great music, but sharing it with the audience is the entire point of what we do. So we're fully invested in making sure that everybody has that kind of transforming experience and really falls in love with the orchestra and with this experience of great music. And that's the thing about these concerts is they're free, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's no barrier to attending and that's an opportunity for people. So, yeah, highly encourage you to come along and sample the MSO.
So, Ben, what do you reckon? Picnic rug, few snacks?
Picnic rug, few snacks, few drinks. You know, I used to say the more you drink, the better we sound, but that's unnecessary for the Melbourne Symphony. So, but look, it's going to be beautiful weather, bit cool, bring a jacket. But it is all about that total experience of just relaxing and thinking how lucky are we to live in this great city.
Brilliant. Ben Northey, thank you so much for joining us today on Drive.
My pleasure. See ya.
Thank you. That was Benjamin Northey from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. The free Sydney Meyer Music Bowl concerts, they run through to Saturday the 14th of February. Full details, mso.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.